to all our dear Bnei Kehila and friends, and all of Klal Yisrael, I want to share some short thoughts about the special nature of Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is the happiest day of the year. That is one side of the coin. But together with that, we know that Yom Kippur is the chasima, it's the end of the whole judgment that we've been going through from Rosh Hashanah. What's going to be this coming year, both in respect to our cheshbon of Olam Haba, and also our cheshbon of what's going to happen in the coming year. Will it be a pleasant year? Will it be a painful year? It's all up in the air. So it is a day of awe. But even so, it is the happiest day of the year. And I want to clarify a little bit, what is this point of the happiest day? We know that Yom Kippur is called Ketz Slicha Mechila. It's the end and a special time of Mechilas Havoinas, when Hashem clears our slate. It says, Ki Bayoim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. On this day Hashem will be Mechaper. With one condition, Lifnei Hashem Titoru. You have to purify yourself. You have to come back to Hashem. You have to be Chayzeh B'tshuva. We paskin that without tshuva, Yom Kippur does not work. You have to be chayzeh b'tshuva. Now, there's two ways of being chayzeh b'tshuva. One is out of fright. A person is afraid, what's going to be with my life? Especially this year, we have the corona and different things that are causing us to be in a state of uncertainty. And that, for sure, is something that shakes us up and gives us a desire to be on good terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called tshuva miyira. Tshuva out of fear, which is tshuva. But it's a lower level of tshuva. If we do that tshuva, our avodos get taken away. But we didn't gain to be on a higher level than before the avodah. There's a higher level tshuva called tshuva mi'ava, which comes from the recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How good HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us, how everything in our life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our spiritual world and our physical world. And we open up our eyes to how much we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We look away from the things we don't have. We focus on all this good that we're surrounded by, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our bodies, in our lives, and all our needs. And like we said, especially in our ruchnis, that we as Jews have this special keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings a strong, deep desire. I did aveiros, they separate between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm so excited to be able to come back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm coming back to the source of all the goodness in the world. The source of what I was meant to be, what the world was created for me for. That is tshuva mi'ava. I want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I know that's the best thing for me and best thing for the world. Best thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the idea of Yom Kippur being the happiest day. We have to come to Yom Kippur. Today is still Erev Yom Kippur. We're eating the sudas to show we're excited. We're getting back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every tefillah we say on this Yontif, another opportunity to talk to Hashem. Every time we're going to say vidui. Before Yom Kippur, we could say the vidui with feeling very bad. What a terrible mistake I did to this Aveira. And Yom Kippur itself, when we're saying that vidui, we're just saying, expressing, I just want to get past those aveiros. I want to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love you so much, and I know you. I appreciate how much you love me. And that's such a happy feeling. There's nothing happier than that, to realize that I'm the special child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than anything else in the world. And I can make the difference. My tshuva and my tefillahs change the whole way Hashem deals with the world. I realize it, and therefore I'm so excited. Like it says in the end of Yuma, Rabbi Kiva said, Asheichem Yisrael, how fortunate and how happy Klal Yisrael have to be. Mi metayer eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is metayer as He purifies us. Avinu shebashamayim, our Father, it's a Father that's being metayer us. And this brings these tremendous feelings of simcha and excitement, that we get back to things, we put things in perspective, all the things that are bothering us and disturbing us, and he's bothering me, she's bothering me, I don't have this, I don't have that. It's all trivial because I have so much, I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't need anything else. And once we really feel that way, b'emet, we don't need anything else. Hashem will make sure we have everything. So this is the attitude we're going into Yom Kippur. Today, We're going to eat well, to feel good and happy and satiated together with that. In Mincha time, we're going to say the Vidui as much as we can with a broken heart that I really feel terrible. I really made so many mistakes and I distanced myself from Hashem. I didn't appreciate what I had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel terrible. And then we come into the mikveh, Taira of Yom Kippur, the special day that brought this special Kedusha, and we remove ourselves from the physical worlds. We're the whole time davening, whether we're at home and in the shul, and we're fasting, and we have to eat. We're doing that only because it's a mitzvah. It's the most purest eating. It's eating because I have no desire for this food, but I know it's a mitzvah for me to eat. I'm doing it kul l'shem shemayim. And with excitement, every tefillah, another tefillah for me and for Klal Yisrael Mechol, we're saying our tefillahs. Alavinu Seinu, not just on my Averis, and all of Klal Yisrael's Averis. Like we know this year, many members of Klal Yisrael won't be able to daven. Not us, the people that are borderline religious, that are going to stay home because of the situation. They won't daven, Rachman Litzan. We have to make up for them. We are the Hashem's representatives in this world, and that's our excitement. Ashreichem Yisrael, I'm so excited. I was chosen from the entire planet to be the representative of this world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to make that bond. And this Yoyim Chasunosoi, Kava Yochel, reinstate our marriage between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between me and my Avinu Shebashamayim, with my tefillahs and my feeling of tshuva and excitement of getting back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is going to see that and say, look at my wonderful, beloved sons and daughters over here, with all the things that are going around in their lives and their hardships that they do have. They're dropping everything, and their relation with me is the only thing important to them. And with that, Mi'at Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitayra us, Mi'kabel, all our tefillahs, wherever we are, and we're going to have that special schus of taking the responsibility of Klal Yisrael upon ourselves, which will bring us a shana of Gemar Sima Toiva, of tremendous Yeshuas that we can't even imagine for us, and Mi'at Hashem, full of Klal Yisrael, from all the tzaras, from all the gzeiras, to Yeshua, so Yilomim, Bimheir, V'yameinu.